Jacqueline Jax here with AVA Live Radio. You were just listening to Faith or Hate by Live Vinyl. Excited because I got them both here to interview. That's right, you guys. Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, we're good. Hello. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. So I got Peter and Grace on the line, right, from Live Vinyl?
Yes.
Awesome. I love the new song. You guys are always getting us up out of our chairs and ready to dance, and I so appreciate that.
Thanks.
Oh, great.
As a matter of fact, while we were coming in, you were just saying you were working on a dance version of one of the songs, a little dancier version.
Yes.
Yeah, Rocky Through the Night. It's a little shorter. It's about a minute shorter, and it focuses more on the verses and the dance aspect and the piano. So it's a little more pulled back.
Flirty and fun.
Yeah,
flirty. Oh my gosh, that sounds like so much fun. That's awesome. So like, now that we're talking about something that's coming in the future, what is the goal for the band as we're going into March now? I mean, March 1st, right?
What's next the year goal? We're going to get the Grammys, so.
I love it. That's a great goal.
Yeah, we're getting to actually start playing out a whole bunch of gigs upcoming. So this month we have 2 gigs lined up so far, and we're really excited to get back out there in front of the live audience again.
Actually, we have 4 gigs.
Oh, we have 4. Oh, see, news to me. But yeah, so
I hope
that's
you make
exciting.
Them.
Is that all 4 in March?
No, we have 2 in March, 1 in April. No, 2 in April, and then 1 in May. So we have 5 gigs. Losing
wow.
track. That's good.
Look at that. That's
more great. Coming in every day. So yeah.
I'm so happy for you guys. You know, back to a little bit of normalcy.
Yes, yes, it's about time.
Yeah, it's been scary.
They're still, you know, doing the New York State rules are sit at the table, you know, get up, put on your mask, you know, no dancing.
No talking.
No talking.
Don't look at each other.
No,
don't share anything.
Right.
I know. It's been, oh my gosh, I still can't believe it's been a whole year. It's pretty amazing to think of that, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, definitely, I feel like now we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, I think. I think it's coming down the pike. So hoping, fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, I still think it's amazing that we saw this kind of thing in our lifetime. Wow.
Yes.
It's intense.
History, like some crazy history.
Isn't that the truth? Now this song that we're going to be playing for everybody, Faith and Hate, is really interesting because, you know, I really think it plays so much into what we've experienced through this. And I don't even know that it was really pandemic related that we saw so much hate with people and faith being in the mix. But I really like the concept of what you guys came up with. Why don't you tell the audience just a little bit about where you stand with it, and then we'll get into some questions.
So I wrote that song based on the hypocrisy of mankind. It's been for the longest time anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
times innumerable. Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of people that believe so strongly in faith, but then for some odd reason, they have so much hatred towards people that don't agree with them. So, you know, it might be a little bit on the political side and a little bit on the religious side. And, you know, it kind of suited the times, you know, when I was seeing what's happening in the United States with, you know, some of the protests, you know, from both sides of the aisle, so to speak. And, you know, how they preach.
Absolutely. I mean,
faith and, you know,
it's kind of really strange too, because it's difficult to hear just religion wise, anybody encouraging their members to hate others that worship differently.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. It's really kind of heartbreaking because not only do we have the hate, the underlying hate due to race or skin color, but then you have another one due to religion. So like, it's almost like there's factions and yet we're all human. But if human nature encourages us to categorize things in order to understand them, then how do we unprogram everyone so that they are programmed for acceptance?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I believe that the majority of people, generally speaking, you know, they feel with their minds and they think with their hearts. So it comes, you know, people can't communicate really well. And that's really where that comes from.
For me,
it's a lot of emotion.
Yeah. For sure. And for me, it's hard to see something that, you know, religion and spirituality is supposed to bring people together.
Yeah.
And what's dividing us, it's just it's a scary thing because, you know, this should be our common ground where we could come together in love and acceptance.
Right.
Yeah. And not a lot has been happening. So it's a sad state of affairs. I think there are a lot of people out there who are, you know, understanding that we need to come together for things to move forward and to be better. So hopefully that will grow.
I agree with you. You know, the breaking apart of institutions, you know, I always think that, like, it's hard enough in the world just to set goals and try to achieve them and try to build your skills and try to make sure your family's safe and to have kids and raise them the right way and, you know, let them be respectful. But then you try to figure out, like, okay, we're going to be this religion. We go to this community. We're part of this because we want that support and we want that structure. Yet within those structures, they're teaching some things that you just really wouldn't want your kids to learn. You know what I mean?
So true.
And that's what's really kind of scary. You know, like, as a parent, how do you really, like, avoid it? You know, I guess you just have to, at home, teach your children and talk to your family and try and encourage everybody around you, including your friends, to just see things a little bit differently.
Absolutely. I mean, I know for me, I tell my children that kindness is above everything else. You don't have to understand, you don't have to agree, but you have to be kind and you have to accept the person for who they are, no matter what it is. So, you know, it's a hard lesson to learn. You know, like you said, we're programmed with so much hate from so young.
But then when they go to school, like, what happens? What pushback do you get on that? Do they get anything? Like, does anybody challenge them, or do they stick up for people, or how does it work? Have you noticed anything?
Thankfully, I do. My children have shown that, you know, even they have a lot of friends who are very different, who are, you know, maybe not neurotypical or maybe not, you know, mainstream as far as sexuality and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But I found that because I've told them kindness is above all, kindness and love is first and foremost, so I don't care what else is going on, that they do stick up for the underdog. And I'm so proud of them for that. I hear from their teachers and their peers that, you know, they are the type who will say, you know what, you may not understand them. They may not be like everybody else, but it's okay. And we just have to accept them for who they are.
I like that, though. That's a really good way to be. Really nice. Just brilliant, actually. You know, forward thinking. That's what I like about you. You know, if the attitude you determines your life, right? Everything that you do determines what you're going to get moving forward. And I always believe that, like, if you put bad stuff out there, you're going to get bad stuff back. Negative energy just breeds more negative energy, right? So
talking about that.
Yes.
You do? Yeah. Yeah.
Pete and I were just talking about that, yeah?
It's like the universe says, okay, you want that? Then I'm going to give you that.
We are all creators of our own reality. So if we put out goodness and positivity and love, that's what we're going to get, and it's going to grow.
Yeah, that's so true. So true. So when you guys were in the studio doing Faith and Hate, was there any controversy at all? Was there any discussion? Or did you guys just already have the song written and just, bam, you're just doing this one?
Well, I mean, I wrote the song and it motivated me, you know, the things that were happening in the United States. So, you know, I showed it to the band and I don't know, did you guys have emotions about it? It's a tricky song. It's a tricky song to perform. So I think we were focusing more on trying to get it, you know when to sing and when to play and what to do.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sounds simple, but it's the timing structures are a little different. You know, it comes in on 5, on 1, and then the other one comes in on 8. So there was some technical challenges. So I think that kind of blocked out the lyrical content of it.
Well, I mean, I think it's so relatable to us all because we're all living in this world. We're all going through this stuff right now. So that this theme is actually something that we could all get behind emotionally, mm-hmm. which really helped it jump off the page. Like, it was a very two-dimensional thing when it was presented to us. And then, you know, as we got into it, it was very easy to flesh it out and make it three-dimensional.
Yeah, Grace is great at doing that.
I know, right? She is. That
technical aspect of how this, it's not just her, like the whole band.
You know? I am not a technical person. Pete is the technical person. I'm like the free spirit who just goes where the wind takes me.
Yeah.
So.
I like that. That's the beauty of having a band, though, because you get the best of all of everybody. You know, everybody can have their place and have their best part be part of that band. You know what I mean?
Right. We all are pieces to a puzzle that fits together to make the big picture. So
yeah. So how was your first of the year so far? How have you guys been doing?
Well, how have you been doing?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm hanging in there, but you know, I'm about to get a dog, another one.
Okay. You said adoption was up by like 400% this year.
Totally is. Yeah. For me to get a second dog, you know, it's been different.
Awesome. I'm going to get another furry baby. That's amazing.
What kind of dog?
I'm actually getting a husky next.
Oh, oh my goodness. I love huskies. Yeah. And they're so they are singers.
They are.
Huskies
are singers. They are. So you might hear huskies on the show. You never know. In the background.
Yes.
Yeah, it's I know. I never thought I would be, right? But that's one thing that's changed, because working at home and just, you know, having a lot of downtime. Where, I don't know, you don't burn as much energy when you're not in traffic and you're not like out among so many different people all day long and doing all kinds of stuff. So maybe more family. Good. That's a good thing.
You have more time to love them and be with them. So that's
Yeah, you do, right? How do you, what have you guys noticed has changed in your life so far? It seems like you guys have really not missed a step, because I always see you very active. And I don't know if most of those videos I see you putting up obviously were filmed before COVID, right? But it just seems like you've just adapted so well. And I don't see online, as far as what I'm looking at, I don't see where you guys have been withdrawn or just kind of sunk into the background like a lot of bands.
Yeah, well, we haven't been playing out, so we was able to spend time. I was able to pull up footage from, you know, previous COVID. And then we did that live stream. I'm going to actually release that live stream. It's about an hour that we recorded in late November at a club in Long Island. I'm just trying to find a place to host the event. So, you know, we're getting ready to play out. So we're doing, you know, covers. We have to learn cover songs. We're trying to mix up the cover songs, because on Long Island, they like to hear covers.
Yeah, right.
But play the same ones that everybody else plays, so we kind of
but I think we used our time wisely. I think we used it to grow as a band and develop different things that we didn't really have time for before,
right?
So it was a beautiful thing that we didn't hide away. We just, I mean, we hid away with ourselves, but then we were creative and we were doing things, so it was definitely
I think we sound a lot better now than
it was very big growth time for us.
That's really cool. Well, you guys really use the time well then, for sure. The you know, on YouTube, they really favor covers. So you should try and get as much video as possible when you play out, you know, and then break it up into individual songs and post them up.
Yeah.
I've had, I posted some covers and they, you know, they tell me that they can't monetize them because they're not ours, you know, so, which is okay, I guess.
Yeah. No, you don't. It's, you know, monetization on YouTube is so tiny that it's more for the exposure that you want. Like if you guys are singing or playing a song that's just recently in the top, you know, in the top hits, and you make it your own and then you post it up there, then you get exposure for free to so many people just by playing that song, you know. So that's, it's timing is a lot to do with it, but well worth it.
Timing is everything.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, it is, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to pick a popular song today that's out by a major label artist.
You absolutely do. And always remember that, like, the fan base that you collect is what brings in the biggest amount of money. In other words, for influencers or anybody who is out there posting things on social media, it's not about like the short term results. Like those small royalties are kind of considered short term, because the fan base that you gather, that's where the bigger money comes in, like the $500 to post something on Instagram or the $1,000 to do a TikTok video, you know. And so that can well pay back just by, you know, setting up some avenues where people are gathering towards you. So it's kind of like, if you look at the bigger picture of what you're trying to achieve, then the royalties are huge down the road if you have the fan base. So just do whatever's popular to get the fan base, and bam, you can make way more money than those smaller portions in the beginning.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Jacqueline.
Yes.
You've heard Grace sing. I'm yes, always for creativity from wherever I can get it. So if you were to select a current song that's popular today that Grace would sing well, what would you select?
Ooh. Oh, wow. Oh, do I get to pick songs? Does it have to be a rock song, or can it be any song? Or
No. Yeah, it doesn't have to be rock.
Let me think of what I have. Okay, wait, keep talking, because I don't want people to like to get bored of listening to me think about which song I would pick for her. But keep tell me more, and I'll come up with a song.
All right.
One thing I love about doing covers is, for me, I'm never looking to copy anybody or duplicate the original, because if people want to hear the original, they have more than enough opportunity to find it and listen to it. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's always a beautiful thing to take a song and for me to get into my own emotion and experience of what I feel it means, and then pour that into the song and make it completely new and different. So I love doing covers, because it's really not the same anymore. It's ours now. Well, because
we are doing a cover today with you singing.
Oh, yeah. But it's not new. It's not going to ever.
Not new, but it's a great song. It's by Heart, called Alone.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. You know, funny. This is so funny. See, until you said a new song, I was just going to ask her to do Heart. That's exactly what I was going to go for. I pictured that right away. Any of the Heart songs, like Alone or All I Want to Do. I mean, just great songs. Really great songs for her, you know?
Yeah.
I'm looking for a current. I'm looking for a current.
I know what you're looking for. That's why I didn't say Heart, because I was like, it would have been so perfect.
People have been asking us to do Heart for the longest time, and I was like, okay, let's do Heart.
I would really, you know, you're right about Taylor Swift. I would really pick whatever her latest song is and just jump right on that and do it your own style, because she just, you know, her and Dua Lipa, there's so many of those, like, young female singers that are so hot right now, you know? Well, that if you like the words to any of them, you can't go wrong. Selena Gomez has something new. Ariana Grande has something new. You know, your voice is really versatile, so you could do a lot of that. Even Justin Bieber songs, like his new songs, are actually pretty cool to sing. You know, like Lonely is a great song. Holy, great song.
He's my, like, secret pleasure.
See, you probably already know the songs.
I know it's not always... It's not always like the most popular thing to say, but I do love him. And like a new song will come out, I'll be like, oh, this is a great song. Who is it? I'm like, oh, it's the Biebs, of course.
Yeah, I love Holy. That's a great song.
Which one?
Holy. It's so it's catchy. It's got a great lyric, you know?
Should I be writing this down?
Yes. No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, good.
Absolutely, we should be. But yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you didn't hear Holy yet?
I don't know if I've heard that one.
Oh, really?
But I love doing male vocals. Like, I feel like it definitely gives a something interesting.
She does. She sings a lot of male vocalists really well.
I would imagine that you would, for sure. Yeah. And then you can add your range in there, which is really good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Take something old and make it new.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll love the lyrics too to Holy, so go check it out. All right, we are going to play your song coming up next. Thank you guys so much for being here. Why don't you introduce Faith and Hate?
Thank you, Jacqueline. This is Live Vinyl doing Faith or Hate.
To hear this great new single by Live Vinyl, be sure to go and check them out on Spotify. Their new single, Faith or Hate, is currently available on all streaming platforms.